Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Massive, massive show coming up. Hearing from Catherine Britt. Very interesting track from Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. Social country means we've got some friends in low places. Not to mention a special request from Jasmine Ray, Adam Harvey, as well as Far Away Places, the new album from Jetty Road is our album of the week. We're also seeing the naughty side of the sunny cowgirls there. So is that the sunny side or the naughty side? I don't know. We'll worry about that later. But right now, let's kick it off with one of my favourite and one of the hardest working independent artists that I've seen in a long time. And he's doing some great work out there. 8-Ball Aitken, this is one of his singles, Rogue Pony.
Got a rogue pony, and it goes from town to town, farm to farm, farm to farm. He's a rogue pony. He only stands about 10 inches tall, but he thinks he's entitled to be king of the world. He don't float in his heart to shoot. Do nothing he don't wanna do. I got a rogue pony. They're thinking, when my big loving daddy dropping in, I got a rogue pony. Make you blue. I got a rogue pony. And it rolls from town to town. Farm to farm. Farm to farm. Oh, yeah. He's a rogue pony. He's a rogue pony.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
City girl is happy with her friends and family life, appreciates a wine with him at night. She tries to find the sparkle, she searches but it's gone. With lots of love she hopes he'll be alright. Her man has gone all quiet, he's not at ease. Doesn't feel at home, he's hard to please. He gets itchy feet, he's tired of noises in the street. He needs to walk for hours through the trees. You see, a bushman can't survive on city lights, opera, rock and roll, and hide of heights. His moon shines on the silver brigalo, shimmers down the inland river flow, out there where the yellow belly bites. He's working with his hands today on a building site. He can smell the cypress on the floor. It takes him to a sandy ridge out amongst the pines. No shearing, no plowing anymore. His kelpie dog is tired and fast asleep, sick of searching gardens for the sheep. His master doesn't whistle tunes, he's not in the mood. His love of open spaces runs too deep. Now a bushman can't survive on city lights, opera, rock and roll, and hide and heights. His moon shines on the silver brigalo, shimmers down the inland river flow, out there where the yellow belly bites. He tries to please his woman, the lady of his life, standing at a party with a plate. She finds him on the balcony, staring at the moon. That old familiar face he can relate. On the silver brigalo, shimmers down the inland river flow, out there where the yellow belly bites.
Nothing quite like a track from John Williamson, Bushman Can't Survive. Now, I rediscovered this track on his recent album that he did with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. Absolutely amazing album, and such a great song too. And I think those of us who have grown up in the country and for whatever reason have moved to the city can certainly connect with that song. And it does bring back a lot of memories there. John Williamson, Bushman Can't Survive. From John Williamson to almost a polar opposite, the Sunny Cowgirls. They've been doing a great job. They've actually, it was a little while ago, they actually recorded their live DVD. But this isn't from that. This is a song that I found. And if you know the girls, they're a bit cheeky. They're a lot of fun. And their music certainly does reflect that. It's the Sunny Cowgirls. This is their track, Naughty Side. And if you get a chance, check out the video clip on YouTube too. Here's the Cowgirls.
You know what I'm like. I like to laugh out loud. Drink a little too much. Let my head down. Well, that's something you gotta get used to. It's my naughty side. Part of me, I can't hide my
This is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland's Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and of course, this is My Real Country. Now, album of the week time. I'm very excited by this. I'm so pleased I converted this section to album of the week because there are so many great Australian country albums out there that deserve a little bit more attention, I think. And the one that we've got today from Jetty Road, Faraway Places, definitely deserves even more attention. I'm a massive fan of these guys. I think they all do such a fantastic job. And they fly the flag for Australian country music overseas as well. Now, of course, we love them here in Australia, but Jetty Road have been doing some massive things over in Canada as well. And this album is actually doing quite well all over the place. They've got some great singles off there. Serves You Right, you may have heard, as well as Wrong. But, you know, some of the things that excite me about albums is not just the singles, but some of the other tracks that are in between. They're equally as wonderful, and I think they're almost like undiscovered gems. And in order to discover them, you must buy the album. And I tell you what, Jetty Road's Faraway Places is worth getting your hands on. The second track that I've selected here, I'm a dreamer, big fan of that. But, you know, when it comes to Jetty Road, there is no better way to start a party than some of the tracks that Jetty Road have put out. And this is, again, off their album, Faraway Places, Welcome to the Party. It's Jetty Road on Real Country.
Hey, yeah, yeah, welcome to the party.
Both of those songs, being the last two, from Jetty Rhodes' new album, Far Away Places, Welcome to the Party, and then that I'm a Dreamer. Don't you just love the harmonies? It's just absolutely brilliant, and more power to them. They're doing a great job. Again, a independent Australian group, and it's great to see them doing well. From one Australian to another, Adam Harvey. Very interesting song. I think it was originally written by Conway Twitty, and we've actually got a Conway Twitty song coming up later on in the show, but I thought I'd play this first. This is the new version of it. Adam Harvey's You Don't Know My Love, and off his new album, which is absolutely amazing if you can get your hands on it. Adam Harvey, You Don't Know My Love. Here it is.
If you've cried a river, if you doubt your dreams, if you've waited in vain by a phone that don't ring, if you think a promise is something you can't trust, then you don't know my love. If you think that romance is dead and gone, that all I'm singing is the same old song, forever's a word somebody just made up, then you don't know my love. I've been falling, falling ever since I met you, trying to get you to finally see that no one's, no one's ever gonna love you like me. If you think I'm lonely, only talking trash, that my mouth's writing checks that my heart can't cash, well, here's my number, baby, call my bluff, 'cause you don't know my love. The stars ain't hanging on our every kiss, that my prayers weren't answered the moment you showed up, then you don't know my love, baby, you don't know my love.
You
Adam Harvey, You Don't Know My Love, a great track from a great album there. And speaking of great things, we've got plenty more of them coming up. After the break, you'll get to hear the special social country request from Jasmine Ray, not to mention some friends in low places. Also, that Conway Twitty track and a chat with Catherine Britt, all coming up very, very soon on Real Country.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland's Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.
Ben Sorensen here, and if you love cars, you're going to absolutely love the Behind the Wheel podcast. Now, you can join my mate Joel Helms for a weekly look at all that's happening in the motoring world. There's new car reviews, motorcycle news, listener feedback, and it's all in the one nice, neat, easy to download package. Now, you can find the Behind the Wheel podcast on iTunes, or you can visit the official Behind the Wheel website. Are you ready for it? behindthewheel.com.au. If you're a motoring fan, then you'll be pleased you downloaded it. Check it out again, behindthewheel.com.au. It's Australia's best motoring podcast. Well, I think so anyway.
G'day folks, I'm Ben Sorensen, he's Tamara Stewart, and you're listening to Real Country.
Welcome back, it is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Straight into social country. If you want to be part of it, you can leave a post or a message for us on Twitter or Facebook, or even better, visit realcountrymix.com and let us know what you're listening to and what you want to hear, because this is your section. And Jasmine Ray did exactly that on Twitter. Now, she was saying that one of her favourite country songs is by, you know, the true queen of country music, Dolly Parton. And it's not 9 to 5, it was actually Jolene. Now, I happened to find a great duet, and you know I love duets on the show, so hopefully Jasmine's going to be okay with this. But I've put in a duet between Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus, and they do such a great job, and it's a great track and a great rendition of a fantastic Dolly Parton song. Jolene, here it is.
Miss Miley Cyrus! Yeah! Look at you! Are you ready to do a little fighting with me over the
line? Let's do it.
Okay. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't.
Like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you,
Jolene. Yeah, sure. But he talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
For me, Jolene.
Well, I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
I decided I'm keeping it.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man, Jolene.
Now, again, if you want to be part of social country and get your request on the show, leave us a message on Twitter or Facebook, or you can check out our website, realcountrymix.com, just like John did on Facebook. Now, this man, or the artist, I should say, I credit to bringing bling to country music. I think he's done so much for the popularity of a country music globally. It's Garth Brooks, and this is his track, Friends in Low Places.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know The last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on souls. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Okay, that's it. Time to pay some bills. But before we do, it's time to get the grey matter working. Are you ready for it? Okay. This artist is a little bit cranky with George Strait because George Strait broke his previous record. This was in 2006 because prior to 2006, this artist held the record for the most number one singles of any act with 55 number one Billboard country hits. Now, that should give it away. If it doesn't, he sings quite a bit with Loretta Lynn. So there you go. He was never a member of the Grand Ole Opry either. If you don't know who it is, now's a great time to get the phone out and Google it so you can be all intelligent and you can tell your friends exactly who it is before I mention it on the other side of this break. You've been listening to Real Country. We'll be back real soon.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland's Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country. Did you get my little question right, huh? Did you? Well, hopefully Google on your phone's working quite well, because the man that I think would be quite cranky with George Strait, because he broke this artist's record for the most number one singles of any act, with 55 number one Billboard country hits. Of course, I am talking about the man that did quite a lot of work with Loretta Lynn. He was never a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He was inducted into both the Country Music and the Rockabilly Halls of Fame, and originally started as a rock and roll R&B pop singer, Conway Twitty, who was actually born Harold Lloyd Jenkins. So there you go. And what a personality, and what a great range of songs as well. I was going to do a big intro for this song, but I think it falls into the category of one of those just quirky, funny country songs. It's a duet between Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. And, you know, I think it says a lot about modern relationships, really. You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything. And money ain't everything. But I love you just the same.
Well, you're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything. And money ain't everything. But I love you just the same. I guess that we won't ever have everything we need. Cause when we get ahead, it's got a double mouth to feed.
And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything. But I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go and shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. Now I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family
anyway.
Oh,
they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Now, another one of my favourite artists. I have a lot of favourite Australian country artists, and why? That's because they put out some absolutely brilliant music that I enjoy at all times of my life, and Catherine Britt is one of them. She's done such a great job, and she's also super, super fit now. She's caught the fitness bug, and she's going from strength to strength with her music. Catherine Britt doing a fantastic job there and doing a lot of work with Bill Chambers now, which is great to see. He's just a fountain of knowledge and information, and Catherine has some great talent to throw with that. So together they're producing some fantastic music there. And this is what Catherine had to say about her new track, Want You Back, when I caught up with her before.
Laying the track down, it was, you know, a bit more swampy, bluesy country, and we cut the track live in the studio, the vocals, everything. We just basically did it and then left it exactly how it was and didn't fix a thing. So I think that's what keeps it really live and really really grungy like that, and that's what I love about, you know, that track. It is very, very simple, but it is a lot of fun. It's one of the best tracks to play live, and we always enjoy it.
Spilling and the creeks don't rise, I'll see you again on the other side. There ain't nowhere to turn and run. Don't you know it, honey? You're the only one. It ain't like
from Catherine Britt saying "Want You Back" to us saying "We'll be back next week." If you can't wait that long, don't forget you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can download the podcast of the show on iTunes. And what else can you do? You can go to our website, realcountrymix.com. Hope you have a fantastic week, and we will see you back at the same time on the same station for another Real Country next week. See you then.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.